My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Yeah, that was a short break. That's nice. Don't worry, you had yourself covered.
I wasn't late. What are you talking about?
A lot of rough drops.
Come on, Ryan Cooley.
Yeah, it was short. I was a little surprised. Not surprised by the fact you had to pee again. Just surprised. Every now and then I'll be sitting there and we come back. Like, ooh, that was quick.
I had to squirt. I peed less today. Things are looking up.
All right. That Flomax starting to really pay off, huh?
My cancer's going away.
Been doing your Kegels, have you? Work on that interior.
Actually, I have.
Work on that interior wall. I would love if Rob went to the gym and he only did the inner outer thigh machine.
Well, you know.
Because every now and then I see a guy on that thing and it is something else to behold.
Could be good for my golf game.
Something else to behold.
Hey, you know, I did.
That helps that weight transfer, right?
Well, I did hip work a lot many years ago and it really helped my golf game.
Oh, there you go.
I have very tight hips.
Well,
I don't have childbearing hips.
Would you say that your hips don't lie?
My hips do not lie.
Maybe it's time to
very tight.
You know, to work on that. You can head in there and work the good girl, bad girl machine.
Well, we've got the most overrated quarterback as voted by fellow NFL players.
Yes.
This was a bit of a surprise. This was a player survey conducted by ESPN. And the most overrated, well, now you said you already saw this, right?
I did see this. Yeah. Same as the guy who was voted number one trash talker.
The most overrated quarterback in the NFL, according to the players, is... Josh Allen.
Josh!
Whoa!
He turns the ball over.
Yeah, but still, he's really good.
He's really good. But I think when, you know...
I mean, come on, man.
I think that probably bothers people, you know, that he's never won anything. And he turns the ball over, and you know, and so I think that kind of leads to, you know, maybe some.
Well,
he doesn't belong in the same category as the Mahomes and Lamar Jacksons of the world.
I get that, but I think the two guys behind him are more overrated, or at least I would have thought the players would have said they are more overrated. Jalen Hurts and Tua.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and Hurts is weird because Hurts only has the 1 year. Well, I guess Tua does too, but I think the knock on Tua is simply that he's a product of the system and that he wasn't very good. Mike McDaniel comes in. And remember too, that they were 1-6 against teams with winning records last year. There is a belief out there and you know, and eventually they have to shuck this. Otherwise it's going to keep happening. Mike McDaniel kind of, in some people's eyes, is a little bit like Chip Kelly. That he has a very, I'm going to say gimmicky, but it's very scheme heavy, right? And against lesser teams that aren't very disciplined, he'll pick you apart. But when you play good teams with advanced scouting and teams get a long look at you, you're not that hard to stop. And again, 1-6 against teams with winning records, looked awful in the playoffs. I know it was, you know, 2 degrees outside against Kansas City. But I think that McDaniel and Tua have, they got some things to answer to. And so I think to me, that's the surprise that he isn't voted the most overrated. I think Allen, you know, I would probably flip that. I get why people go with Josh Allen, but I'm surprised Tua isn't higher on that list.
The top three quarterbacks in the NFL currently, they chose, shockingly, Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, it turns out he's pretty good.
But number two was Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
Followed by Joe Burrow.
Yeah. Well, and Lamar, players have always loved Lamar. The media kind of gives him a hard time. But dude, Lamar Jackson's won 2 MVPs. He wins 75% of the games when he's on the field. I mean, he's not the greatest thrower of the football downfield, but, you know, he's not he's not terrible. So I do think that that media sometimes is a little hard on Lamar Jackson. And not to turn it into a component, but for the longest time, obviously, the African-American quarterback got no love from media. And we know that stigma was out there. And so in a league mostly dominated by African-American players, and as more ex-players have become journalists, they tend to stick up for African-American quarterbacks. And there will always be pushback when people are critical, especially when that guy is a 2-time MVP and seriously fields criticism that a guy like Joe Burrow doesn't have to get. And Joe Burrow has been hurt more than Lamar Jackson. Now, I know Burrow has been to a Super Bowl, but the big knock on Lamar was, is that, you know, he's hurt all the time. And that's why they couldn't give him money. I mean, it's crazy to think about that. Lamar had to go to the 11th hour to get a contract. You look at all the other quarterbacks that get re-signed, it is kind of weird to think about that as good as Lamar is, that he has had to battle that most of his career.
Now, the Vancouver Ford text line is in, and someone says the Dolphins haven't won a playoff game since 2000. Is that true?
That wouldn't shock me. I mean, I can't think of the last time they won one.
Whoa.
But do you remember their season last year?
I remember them bowing out in the cold weather.
Yeah. I'm going to pull this up because this is one of those things where schedule matters in the NFL.
Yeah.
And they won 11 games. And this is one of those weird things where you can win 11 games and you can look through and be like, we didn't beat anybody. It's a fact of life in the NFL that we don't pay more attention to. And I'm not trying to say that Miami's bad, but I'm looking through here. These are their wins last year. Chargers, New England, Denver, bad. They got drilled by Buffalo, 48-20. Giants and Carolina win. Were they any good last year?
Not that I remember.
No. And then they played Philly, got drilled, 31-17. Beat New England. Wait, was New England any good?
No.
Lost to Kansas City. And then get this. Beat the Raiders, the Jets, and Washington.
Wow.
Anyone seeing a pattern?
Yes, I do see the pattern.
They lose to Tennessee, who's not very good. They beat the Jets. Their only win, and then they lost, they got drilled by Baltimore, 56-19, and then they lost to Buffalo.
Nope.
And in between that, their only win against a team with a winning record was a 22-20 win over the Dallas Cowboys. So I ask you a question. Was Miami any good last year?
I remember that game. I remember betting on Dallas for this very reason you're talking about, and they effing lost.
Yeah.
They owe me money.
Yeah.
Jerry should send me a check.
And then lost 26-7 against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Look, they got to shake the label.
It's a real label. If you want to talk about overrated, I give you that coach. I give you that quarterback. Look, I give you that team.
They have a good offense, but what else?
Not much. Exactly. And by the way, against good teams, they don't have a good offense. They don't. They have a good offense against bad teams. There's a little Chip Kelly vibe in Philly there.
Top vote getters for the most underrated quarterback. Mm-hmm. Again, this is according to players. Brock Purdy was tied with Matt Stafford.
Yeah. And, you know, Purdy has only been there for, obviously, a brief period of time. The Stafford one is good because Matthew Stafford was really good for a long time in Detroit. Nothing around him. He goes to L.A. and it worked. And you know, Stafford still doesn't get his due. I think we view him like Joe Flacco when Flacco won his Super Bowl. And I'm not saying Matthew Stafford is Tom Brady or anything like that. Matthew Stafford's better than Joe Flacco.
But that's what Detroit will do to you.
Yes.
You know?
Beat you down.
T3 in that department, underrated. Kirk Cousins, Jared Goff, mm-hmm. Jordan Love, and Bryce Young.
Boy.
How about that?
I don't.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Look, I don't know how you can say Bryce Young is underrated. Bryce Young has put exactly zero on film that leads you to believe that he can be a franchise guy. Doesn't mean that he can't. It's only been 1 year. That team was a mess around him, but he was atrocious. So the Jordan Love one's interesting because how is he underrated? Like, they gave him the largest contract in NFL history. And if you don't think Green Bay is one of the two or three favorites to win the Super Bowl coming out of the NFC, I mean, I don't, you got your head buried in the sand. So I don't get the Jordan Love being underrated, but I don't know which is more confusing. The fact that seven people said Jordan Love's underrated, or the fact that seven people said that Bryce Young is underrated.
And the top vote getter for biggest trash talker, as you mentioned, Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Followed by Baker Mayfield and Aaron Rodgers.
I didn't really know that about old Josh Allen.
I didn't either.
That one's a bit of a surprise.
Shut up.
But he took to social media and he said he really liked that he was voted number one.
Yeah, he said, let's go!
Yeah, because that's what you have to say in sports.
Yes. Now, what Josh Allen needs to do is not turn the ball over.
And you have to say
over.
It very loud and with a flex.
Yeah. Stop turning the ball over.
You got to go all high T on your let's goes.
Stop. Stop turning it over.
Hey.
And you'll be fine.
I don't care if he turns it over. Just keep making badass plays, dude. He's fun to watch.
He is.
Josh Allen's like, he is... I don't know. The Bills are just interesting with him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Has a lot to do with him.
I saw this little quarterback nugget today, and I like my nuggets when we're talking about quarterback play. Old Trevor Lawrence, who, you want to talk about overrated? Trevor Lawrence. And we'll see. I mean, I think it's a big year for Trevor Lawrence. I think we tried to anoint him because of what he did in college, and so far in the NFL, new. Trevor Lawrence is 1-18 when his defense doesn't record a takeaway. Which I think is kind of interesting. I mean, 1-18? And then, have you seen the Trevor Lawrence fumble stat? Trevor Lawrence, since entering the league, has 21 lost fumbles in the last 3 years. The next highest is 14.
Wow.
I mean, Josh Allen, who turns the ball over a ton.
Who's next highest? Is it Josh Allen?
It's Jared Goff. Josh Allen has 12 lost fumbles. Trevor Lawrence has 21.
Wait, who's number two?
Jared Goff at 14.
Jared who?
Jared Goff.
Hmm. Okay.
Golf.
No, I said it correctly.
I don't think you did.
I did. You just hear what you want to hear now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No.
I think there are some people that are going to look at this and scoff, but no.
Look, it's right on tape.
I understand.
You can't say it.
I can. I just did.
And you didn't.
Jared Goff turns the ball over.
You did it again.
Jared Goff.
What?
Jared Goff.
First one was golf. Second one was Goff. Third one was kind of in between.
You're hearing what you want to hear.
Golf.
Oh, look, it's not important. That's interesting. I didn't know he fumbled as much as Marcus Mariota does.
21 fumbles.
Because Mariota fumbles a lot.
I'll find out. Well, he doesn't. He hasn't played that much in the last 3 years.
But. I know, but he has butter on his hands.
But that is a shocking number.
It's a lot.
For Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, and it doesn't stick. The turnover thing doesn't stick to him.
No, so I saw that was a fun
didn't
little.
He turn it over like 6 times and a half against the Chargers in the playoffs?
Yes.
That's and the turnover thing does not stick to that guy.
And yet they still beat the Chargers.
Why?
In that
do you
game.
Think, do you, th- okay, look, not to get too deep into this, but if Trevor Lawrence was like anointed in high school.
Yes.
He goes to college. He went, they won the championship, right? Or did they lose? No, they won a championship.
They won a championship.
Isn't that it? As opposed to Josh Allen, who was this Wyoming. Overlooked guy who went to Wyoming. That's it. If Trevor Lawrence had Josh Allen's college career, we'd be killing Trevor Lawrence for the turnovers. And if Josh Allen had Trevor Lawrence's college career, we would be talking about Josh Allen like he's the next, it's him and Patrick Mahomes.
Say it all the time. Draft bias is a hell of a thing. That when you come into the league and we label you as something, we have a hard time shaking it. Lamar Jackson is not a great thrower of the football, but he's not terrible. But when he came into the league, what did we say? And I was guilty of this. Well, I don't think I was guilty. It was accurate at the time. He struggled and he's gotten a lot better. And yet we still have to listen. Like you can't evolve both good and bad, but you're right. Trevor Lawrence came in and we were told that Trevor Lawrence was this generational prospect that can't miss. He's the best thing since Andrew Luck. And if you listen to a lot of people that were actually smart about it, they would tell you he's fine, but he is not John Elway. And so he comes into the league and immediately we're like, well, it's not his fault because of Urban Meyer. And then he has a nice year, but he wasn't like, he didn't light the world on fire. And we're like, oh, Trevor Lawrence. And then last year was bad. And so the truth of the matter is Trevor Lawrence has proven nothing. And yet we're still trying to elevate him. I think Trevor Lawrence, this is a giant year for him to prove that he is indeed this franchise quarterback that we talk about.
Yeah. Maybe this guy's right on the Vancouver Ford text line. You know, he got bailed out by the fact that they did not lose that Chargers game.
Yeah.
That doesn't stick to him because of that.
Yes. Yes. 100%. Because if they do and that thing goes south, then we look at it and the last remaining memory we have of him is, oh my God, how bad did you play? But now we just like, hey, Chargers are going to charge her, right?
Yeah, exactly. That was more about the Staley thing. All right. Let's talk realignment, an interesting realignment theory, next on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nor Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!